Blog Talk Radio.
Dark, got the commish here on the air a little later than usual, but no biggie. We got a lot to cover, got a lot of important calls coming in. Yeah, we're growing, man. Just started group three single season. We're picking teams as we speak. Let's just take a look here real quick because I know that's very important to most people. We're on pick number 13. RVA Furminator. So hopefully we'll get that in here shortly. So far, Night Killers 6 took Seattle. Old Buckets took Arizona. VX Assassin took New England. Ready 10 took Carolina. Live Master took Denver. Buck Sweep took San Francisco. Young 24 Go Hard took Cleveland. Mira 54 Ghost took Green Bay. SC Bolt 21 took Kansas City. Laser Eyes 007 took Dallas. Dubs Kingdom 32 took Chicago. And Bronco took Detroit. So we're on the 13th pick. That's RV Furminator, 40O Gamer next. Then XDMGX Jason and Black Hammer 1281 are following up. You get an hour to make your pick. We've cut that off since it's late now. We'll pick that back up at noon tomorrow, right around noon. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. As far as the West Yellowstone tournament, we need two more people, two more, so we can kick that off. That's $26 to enter, $375 to the winner. So that's what's going on there. Group one and group two playoffs are really starting to happen. So we'll see what's going on with all that. We're also going to be doing a vote on the logo. So keep your eye out on Glip for the logo. Let us know which one you like. The final three are going to be released any day now. But right now, talking about voting, we have one of the candidates on the air right now to replace Freddy Krueger, who is resigning to from the head of the OFL Now Players Union because he wants to focus on his game and getting back to the playoffs. We have the front runner right now with 7 votes. JJ Mills on the air. JJ, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. It's Friday.
Yeah, I know. I'm having a good day myself here. Got to talk to a Balkino sister, so we're trying to rekindle that flame. We'll see how that works out in the long run, but it was nice to hear from her. Anyways, J.J. Mills, let's talk a little bit about your life and the upward trajectory that I see it going in. Right now, you are leading the OFL Players Union vote to become the next head of the union right now. You have a 2-vote lead on DNA Suspect with Snake Eyes, 40O Gamer, and Dubs Kingdom with a couple votes, but they're falling behind. How do you feel about this, JJ?
Well, it's nice to know I got peers that respect me, and I'm hoping if I do get selected, I can get the problems that need to be solved done, you know. So it feels good. It feels good. I have big plans, and I just want to make the OFL now better and bigger. That's it.
Speaking of, well, let's start with the latter. Let's start with the bigger. We are getting bigger, man. We just kicked off team selection for Group 3 single. We're going to have another league up and running, so that's great news right there. We just kicked off the Fantasy League a week or two ago. That's going pretty smoothly. Going to work on setting up a brand new league coming out here in the next couple of days, maybe even after the show. We'll see. So, yeah, we're getting bigger. But let's go to the previous comment. You said, as the head of the players' union, if you're elected, you want to make the OFL now, and I quote, better and bigger.
Yep,
how can we make it? How can we make it better? What are some of the, what are the three things you're going to focus on to improve it?
Let me tell you, I'm gonna give you my three C's: communication, conversation, and then we just need to, you know, just don't try to be so controversial. We gotta take some of that off. You know, there's a lot of controversy going on. We gotta organize. You know, so. You know, we can do those three C's, we'll be good. And I just need to communicate. I'm going to start with the communication. For instance, what I was thinking of today, I was talking to one of my good friends, Reddy. I was like, if when we know we're going to do the single thing for a while, we're having Glip with somebody should do. Everybody should private message you, all 32 teams, in order of what they like. It takes a while, but it also – people probably already knew about this for a while, and if they text you all 32 teams in order what they like, all you gotta do is say, "Hey, Reddy, what teams do you like?" You go to Reddy's. He already sent it to you a while ago. You go to his teams. You say, "That team going, that team going, that team going," and you can just get the picks done already, you know, because you already know which one he want by the best to worst teams he likes.
Right. Right. Yep. Yeah, that's definitely something that we could all benefit from and speed up the process so we can get playing football, which is what we all want to do anyways. We want to get on them sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a great idea. What are some of the other things where we could really focus on improving? Because,
you know, we talked about this and we keep going hard on it. Just playing your games, you know. It's just, let's make this easier for everybody so this can move fast and we can keep everything going, because that just kills the vibe when people don't communicate on what time they need to play their games and then, you know, basically, you know, I already talked to them and all this stuff. It just makes it very, very hard for people.
Right. It's definitely another thing. Because one thing here at OFL now, we never want to become complacent. We always want to keep making a step in, you know, the direction of progress. However, we want to. One thing I would like to see from you, as if you become the head of the OFL now, players union, I'd like to see, you know, make sure, you know, fair gameplay is really, really focused. You know, one of your focuses. How do you feel about that?
That is one of my big. That's my first thing to do if we get in office. We were very hard on that whole fair gameplay. I mean, a lot of things I see is people doing the wrong things to other people, and then when it's done to them, they don't like it that much. I understand it's for money and people, but we gotta figure out some fair gameplay. Just don't look around the league, you know. We gotta get this whole you know, system of what plays are real and what plays are not right, trades. I mean, we shouldn't be going in there to try to, you know, hurt our peers, man. We gotta, you know, just play respectful. And people know what I'm talking about, you know. Don't cheat. Don't use plays that you know dang well is not real. And then we got to make a whole controversy, and then they got to run the USA. Greg, you know, how does this look? Like, everybody should know by now what plays are real and what plays are not real. So.
Yeah. And speaking of that, the big issue we're seeing in the league is this route switching or route swapping. It depends which coast you live on, and it seems like the East Coast calls it route switching, the West Coast calls it route swapping. But either way, it's the same thing. And I actually was just in a private conversation for about an hour and a half to 2 hours with the guy who invented route swapping and did the YouTube video that got 5,000 views. So he explained it all to me, explained ways that you can stop it. He actually said there's a whole nother way to do it, but he never released the video yet. So keeping my eye out for that. Very informative, very nice guy.
I really haven't been able to see the whole route swapping and stuff, but, like, I would imagine, like, I keep hearing people talk about it, so it must be difficult to stop, but I haven't really had no problems with that. The stuff that I see is 10 times tougher than route swapping than I want to take down. It's like certain plays where you can actually tell when the ball – sometimes you can even hear how the ball is thrown when you're playing the game. And also when you're trying to pick it, it kind of pushes you away from the play. And you can definitely tell what – I know what different team plays is. I've been playing this game for a while, and it's a whole other different vibe from when somebody throws the ball and it gives you a chance to try to go at it. When somebody throws certain plays, you'll try to go at it, and you'll know the feeling of being pushed away from the player. And usually 9 out of 10 times, those are team plays, as I would call it. If the defender doesn't have a choice, doesn't have a chance to go get the ball like the offensive guy does. It's basically a win-win, a 50-50 ball for the offense. 50% they won't get it, and 50% they're gonna get it. And that's just in favor of offense. Nothing's in favor of defense for that those type of plays. You know, and you can't stop it. I mean, from a lot of people, not like they said, well, you know, that's play stop. Yeah, you can, but it's gonna obligate you to be a man, and therefore, it's just like though they know you're a man, they're still gonna know, and when they know you're a man, they're just gonna do something that a man like that you can't stop. So it's very difficult and very frustrating. So everybody who gets frustrated, I understand, and I'm working away, like we had to talk about maybe separating people. I don't know, but something is bigger with them. Because it's an epidemic. A lot of people that say they don't like it. You know, a lot of people.
And how do you feel about these so-called nano blitzes? How would you, if you become the head of the union, how would you?
I have my nano blitzes, and I've been like not putting my boy Barquino out, but, you know, I've been playing it for a while, and I mean, I hate nano blitzing, but the thing is, I figure ways to beat it, but do I agree with it? No, I don't. But, I mean, stopping nano blitzes, man, that's like stopping racism, to be honest. It's going to be really hard. Like, it's so many people do it now. I remember where it was really a small amount of people that do it. And the thing is, like, it's like too much a majority of people that's got to play where they do these nano blitzes, where they know that it's a person that gets free every single time. So, but then you got people that just over-abuse it. That's the problem we have. It's not so much of those plays being used. It's the fact that once somebody uses it, they don't stop. They're like drug addicts with these plays, with the nano blitzing and the so-called what Bacchino says, I do rocket catching. But it's the difference between rocket catching, too. That, like, the rocket catching is when somebody, the velocity of the ball, it pushes the defender back, and basically what happens is the defender's like right on top of you. It's like nothing you can really do about that. It's the same thing I'm talking about where you if you get on your defender to try to pick it, you pretty much feel useless. And that's the same thing. And that's the same thing with like I tell people, if you want to know the difference between a nano blitz, you can do an engage, and you'll get in. It'll be harder to get everybody in and engage than it would be for a nano blitz. A nano blitz is like, as soon as the ball is hyped, if a guy is close to the line, they may confuse the guard, and then the tackle, he might just turn out and not even know because the computer gets confused. So then that frees up a linebacker or a linebacker, whichever nano they run, and then you only have maybe a 2 second, 3 second count. And usually what happens is they know that they only got one option that they can throw it to. And when they do the nano blitz, they're like, well, the only person that's uncovered is the guy to the far outside. And that guy will run over there and cover that. So, therefore, you kind of screw. You can't throw. And if they got a good enough personality, you can't run. And therefore, you'll have a long night. And that's kind of what Dottani is.
problem is about the league. That's why he said he can't stand stuff like that.
Now, let me ask you this. What do you think is a bigger problem in society right now, nano-blitzing or racism?
Nano-blitzing. in real society, in modern society, it's nano-blitzing, but in society, I mean, it is racism. I mean, that's never gonna go. I have no problem with racism. It's not gonna ever go away, man. It's nothing I can change. All I can do is live my life and take care of my family. I mean, people are never gonna be racist. Just like people are not everybody gonna like, you know, gays. It's just something that they was. It's all about. It all starts with the parents. And if they've been raised that way, if you don't like freaking you know, green beans your whole life and you said you didn't like it a whole life, then it's most likely some people ain't going to change. Some people will open their hearts, some people they won't. But at the end of the day, I tell people, just like the nano blitzing, you just got to move on. I don't care how mad it makes you, people won't change. The thing I tell people about the nano blitzing, why it's so hard to stop it, is the fact it's money involved. And it's, when you get money and politics involved, people are going to do whatever they can to win, vice versa the Patriots. Mm. We don't know if they did it or not, but the fact is they could end up with a Super Bowl ring, and the politics is Robert Kraft is cool with the owner, so therefore he's like, hey, if I stay good with him, you know, people are going to forget about this. For instance, you got Trayvon Martin, and then something else happened. People just forget about that. They say, hey, you know, this happened. Kim Kardashian put out a porno yesterday. I mean, that's what's up now. I mean, people, you can't stop stuff. So the only thing you can do is kind of control it. You can try to control it. You know, you can't stop it. So,
it's true. Yeah. It is true. Now, what do you think it is about you that the other guys are out here and you have the early lead in the vote right now? What do you think you...
There's nothing about me that I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not gonna just tell you this and go do another thing. I'm just a real cool guy. I can communicate. I'm bilingual with how people are. Not in so much in languages. I'm bilingual in is if you're a quiet guy, I could chill with you. If you got like talk a lot. If you sarcastic like Bakino, you know how he talks. I'm cool because I'm like, you know what? That's just Bakino. I can't change him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or if I'm talking with you and we talking how we is, I can communicate with you. I've been like that my whole life. That's not how my grandma raised me, man. I'm very communicational, man. I pride in that, you know. So
yeah, I think that's a big thing. I also think a little bit further on the communication thing. You got a likable personality. You know, you give people respect. Also, I think one of the things that's really helping you is you're easily accessible. You're on from time. You know, you're in parties or on Glid. You know,
and I think that's definitely what people are gonna want. I mean, let's just be honest. If you're the boss, nobody can ever get a hold of you. They're never gonna be able to stop their problems. I mean, if they need something and. It's just not. Nobody's gonna respect that. They're gonna be like, that guy's never there. He, how the hell is he even? You know, I never respect that my whole life in anything. I think if you going to be somebody like a president, a manager or something, you should be there for the people, and that's the only way stuff is gonna be able to be fixed. I don't care if it's a relationship with your mom, your girlfriend, your friends. Communication is what makes it run. You hear about marriages dying. It's because communication ain't on top. It starts with communication for everything. So,
it's true. You know, now, we have another candidate calling in right now. Another strong candidate, actually. He's a couple votes behind you, but we have Snake Eyes on the air right now on OFL After Dark. Could you state that gamer tag for us, sir?
Yeah, Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes, 45.
There he is. Now, Snake Eyes, you're on the air here live with the commish here and J.J. Mills. Oh, hold on a second. He changed his gamer tag to OFL Now J. Mills, which brings me to another point, guys. If you change your gamer tag and put OFL Now in it, you have a free tournament coming your way. So just something to keep in mind if you're looking to change your gamer tag.
I don't even know how to do that, truthfully.
All right. All right. Well, we can talk about that a little bit off the air. But, Snake Eyes, the listeners out there are tuned in tonight because they want to hear what you have to, what you can, what you bring to the table to be the head of the players' union. Why should they vote for you?
Because I think that I can bring, like, leadership, because I've been doing sports all my life, and plus I had to deal with all the different types of people and stuff like that. And with the surprising thing that I think everybody will find out, that I wasn't a very quiet person, but at the same time, like, I try to get my work done, and that's why I like Madden, too, and the NFL and stuff, because you can still get to play, but you get to still learn about stuff, too.
Yeah, it's a very good perspective, actually. What are three of the main things that, if you became the players' union, the head of the players' union, that you'd like to fix immediately? What are the three things you'll focus on?
Quit the glitches completely.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the big one. And then
okay.
Try to get it out there known more.
Oh, you want
to
market
like try
the
to get,
league a little better to get more people?
Yeah, like try to like have everybody at least try to talk to everybody that they know and try to see if they want to join. And like
mm-hmm.
talk to them about the league, and I'll be like a next step up for us. And I think
right.
if everybody does that, we'd be in a better boat, a little bit better boat.
Yeah. And what would be the third and final thing that you would focus on improving?
Definitely not underestimate nobody.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by that?
Basically, if someone was like in special like I was, don't underestimate their Madden game. I mean, yes, they got
mm-hmm.
a little bit of flaws, but that can be all worked out. And that's what I've been trying to tell people in my other league for years, like for about 4 years now, and they never wanted to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I just beat one of them today, 49-28.
Really?
Yeah, and it was actually with Balkino's playbook.
Oh, that's right. Balkino's been helping you a little bit. Is that working for you?
Yeah, that's actually how I beat him.
Nice. Good to hear.
Now, dude would say, like,
if
you
don't win, if you don't win, Snake Eyes, would you have a problem if J.J. Mills was the winner?
No, I mean, like, if he ever needed help or anything, I'll still help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he didn't know about certain things or I didn't know about certain things, I'll be like the assistant, co-assistant, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Do you think the head of the OFL Players Union should be drug tested?
I mean, it just depends how you look at it, really. I mean, if it was the NFL, yes. And if it was, like, an actual job, yes. But, I mean, since it's Madden, probably not. But, I mean,
okay.
It just depends
there
how you look at it.
That could be the controversial answer right there, Snake Eyes. That could make or break your campaign. We'll see how it turns out. But at least he's honest. You got to respect that. So, we need two more people for that West Yellowstone 16 tournament. If anybody's out there listening, please sign up at shop.oflnow.com. It might be something the winner's going to take home $375, so hopefully one of you listeners out there signs up and wins. But anyways, JJ, how do you feel about the possibility of a future multiple season league with a fantasy draft?
Ooh, I like that. Different, man. Different is going to keep people coming back for more.
Can I put a point on that?
What'd you say, Snake Eyes?
Can I put a point on that?
Yeah.
It would like if you work with the starters, like if you get all your starters and then like maybe down the road you need some backups, work on your backups in the draft. Work on them in the practice field, the game prep. Work on the backups in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now, speaking of backups, who are some of the younger stars you're seeing in the franchise right now that could develop into a star in the next season? In Group 1 and Group 2, multiple.
I mean, I don't really know for sure, but I know some people have been saying that I would be because I've been working on my game a little bit, and plus I need to get better in the draft a little bit with some position, and then I think I can actually make a run at the playoffs.
That's very fair, and you have a pretty high draft pick, correct? Or did you trade that away?
I traded that away, but I still have a third-round draft pick and then have two firsts for next year.
Okay. So the future is bright in Carolina.
Yeah, so I'm not completely worried and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, JJ, over there in group... Oh, okay. All right, Snake. And, JJ, over there in Group 2 multiple, who do you think's a rising star to keep an eye out on?
I think it's pretty even over here. I mean, you got Reddy as I think a very front runner on the other side of NFC. So I know a lot of us went out to see him in the AFC, but we got a lot of good AFC players. I mean, Black Assassin, you know, Double J is really good. Savage. It's a lot of good people, and the rising stars. A lot of us, I know, a lot of us is new, so I don't. That's a hard one. I'd be honest. I don't really know who's a rising star right now. I think a lot of people are good. A lot of those guys I just named are good. Fat Magic, he's pretty good too, man. It's a lot of good people.
That is for sure. I'm going to give you guys two names that people might be forgetting, but I would keep my eye out on them for next season in the multiples. They're really on the way up. In Group 1 multiple, I would look out for O Buckets and his New York Giants team. I think he's really on the rise. And over in Group 2 multiple, I'd keep an eye out on Freddy Krueger 1, with him stepping down as the head of the OFL, he's going to really be focused on his game. So I expect him to really make some noise. So those are two guys I'd be looking out for. We got the playoffs right around the corner, basically right after the Super Bowl here on Sunday, which brings me to another point, guys. Try to make sure you get your games in today, meaning Saturday, because people are not going to be available Super Bowl Sunday to play their games. So please make an effort to play Saturday.
A big question for you, Mr. Commissioner. If they don't, could you put it out on Glyph and that you're going to probably be putting people on auto tomorrow, because I'm not even going to be home on Sunday, and I kind of got that problem with two people already.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that. I actually probably take the opposite approach. Since playoffs are right around the corner, we'd probably just extend it one day to advance Tuesday morning instead. But let's try not to do that so we can get into the playoffs and get going. We'll cross that bridge if we have to. Anyways, guys.
I mean, that sounds fair right there. Because it is very important. It is very. I got a very important game that I'm playing too. So, that's what we want to stir in this. So, I just hope we can figure it out so we get to the playoffs.
Yep. Thanks for calling in, guys. We're out of time. Peace.
Okay.